Yeah, I've got another science fiction one, but it's over an inconvenient length. So I'll leave that towards the end when you've recovered from the length of that one. If you ever do. I'll read some new things, if that's okay. All the new things are sonnets. Not because I particularly like the sonnet, because I don't. On a good day, I aspire to indifference. But it happened to me quite a lot, so I just thought I'd just give in, you know, and just do that and see what happens. So a lot of them are about... it's not just an obsession of mine, but of everyone's at the moment, I think, which is this thing, at the moment, we tend to call it emergence, just the idea that, you know, if you have a stable, complex system, things come out of it that you couldn't have possibly anticipated if you looked at, you know, what was making it up. Like us, being a case in point, you know. So that's a good example. You start with a bunch of hot gas, but a random quantum fluctuation, you know, 13.7 billion years ago, you just leave it. You know, no supernatural interference, because there wasn't any. Just leave it. And you end up having a one-sided conversation at the Whipple. It's a direct question. Pretty cool. You know, if you're not impressed, don't know what would. Admittedly, it's a conversation between chemical scum, superannuated algae. That's all we are, you know, on a rocky planet. And the other thing that I tend to believe is the various explorations of consciousness, but my favourite, the one I subscribe to, is the fact that we're not really here at all. We just think we're here. But thinking you're here turns out to be sufficient to the condition of existence. That's all it is. You just need to think you're here, and you're here. So we sort of dreamt ourselves up out of nothing. So it's a wee poem about sort of... there's a few poems about sort of that kind of feedback loop. There's one called The Air. What is this dark and silent caravan that being nowhere neither comes nor goes, that being never has no hour or span, of which we can see only that it flows? How was it that this empty data stream, this cache of dead light, could so lose its way it wandered back to feed on its own dream? How did that dream grow to the waking day? What is that sound that fades up from the hiss like a glass some random downdraft had set ringing, now full of its only note, its lonely call, drawing on its song to keep it singing? When will the air stop breathing? Will it all come to nothing if nothing came to this?